Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Come up here to 5:08. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Scientists have discovered a new gland within the human body.
Up there in your mouth.
Up there in your mouth, in your nose-ish area. Mm-hmm. They were doing just some different method of scans, and then they found something on different folks, and they were like, wait a minute.
What does this gland do?
I don't know.
It moistens the area between the back of your throat and your nasal passages.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a gland for that.
Right? Wonder if it's also the one responsible for all the phlegm that you get when you're sick.
It doesn't want you to know that.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
I overdo my job sometimes.
I'm just working extra hard.
That's why you get snot rockets.
Trying to buy tickets for the kids.
Oh, damn.
A suburb in Florida has started curtailing the peacock population by... not quite that way, no. Vasectomies.
Oh. Huh. Who do you call for that?
So now just to pee.
Damn it, Miles.
What?
I just neutering the birds over in Florida.
Are they invasive or something? I read there's some other invasive thing there now.
They're annoying. They're just a pest, really.
Peacocks.
Yeah, they're just giant pigeons.
I mean, they are. How many do they have that it's a nuisance?
Apparently enough to where they're like, we need to start clipping these guys.
Okay. Damn.
You ever listen to a peacock just sit there and scream?
Just to pee.
I have not.
Yeah! That's what they sound like.
Oh, really?
Just to pee.
All day long. Stop it!
All they do, they have them in.
Oh, do they?
Is it?
Like a bunch or like a few?
I only saw one trying to eat some cheese.
Oh.
Seriously. Fly's trying to feed him the cheese.
They're only cool when the doggone feathers are up, and that never happens.
Nope. They don't find you sexy.
Don't like cheese. They will eat the cracker.
But they are loud. Yes.
I rent years ago, a bunch of us rented a cabin up near Leavenworth. I'm like, I'm sitting in the hot tub one morning, and I'm like, what in the hell is that noise? And the neighbors just had peacocks out there. The same thing. And then, like, later they're up in a tree. I mean, I did see one pull out the full feathers, which was cool. But they were just annoying the whole time.
Yeah.
They just screamed the entire time.
And how much... I'm with Thrill a little bit here. I know he was kind of kidding, but... how much does it cost to, like, give these birds vasectomies?
As opposed to shooting them, which I know sounds mean, but the point is you're trying to get them to die off, right?
Sure.
You just don't want to do the current generation.
But is there a peacock
how
season?
Much more does it cost to call a peacock vasectomy expert versus...
I think it's because you can't give people the green light to just start capping these things.
You don't tell everyone. Obviously, this is an inside job. You don't put out the all call.
Okay, but if you're telling somebody, one person that likes to go out and shoot birds that you officially get to go and shoot peacocks, he's telling his buddies.
But like fish and wildlife. Like you're the one just going to shoot them. Or do
or they
you
don't want
to give
shoot
them a vasectomy?
It's fish and wildlife. They're about preservation, not destroying them.
But what if we harvest the meat?
That's fine. But again, if you're the kind of person that would like to go out and shoot peacocks, you're telling your other friends who also like to go out and shoot peacocks because you all want to get in on
it. It's not that we like to shoot peacocks or saying there's a peacock issue. And I have a gun and I'm willing to shoot
peacocks. Like a lot of states
not
have
that
gotten
I want to.
Overrun with deer.
Sure.
So you extend deer season. right? Okay. Same with turkeys. I don't think most people know the turkeys are overrunning this country. It's a serious problem. So a lot of states have said turkey season's much longer.
Doggone.
Yeah, shoot the peacocks.
But that's what happened. Again, the turkeys were almost gone, and we did a good job. Save the turkeys. Yeah. We did. Now it's too many of the turkeys.
Well, I was reading the same thing today about that hairy-ass China crab.
Oh, so, yeah.
It was in the Columbia River, and it was kind of upstream. They find this
it's
hairy.
It's called the hairy claw crab.
It's the hairy China crab, right? Whatever it is. So.
Hairy China.
Hairy crab. Crab River. Anyway, so he goes, so they go, talk about all this crab, and they're like, oh, you kill it. You pull it up in a trap, you get it, kill that damn thing.
Can you eat it?
That's the first thing I Googled, Ted. It said, it's delicious.
Oh, really?
I said, this is not a problem. This is a solution to a problem.
Yes, it is. That
I mean,
is a solution.
Look, put it on the menu, dude. You want to get rid of them?
Hairy crabs.
I will eat your hairy crab.
Would you like the hairy Chinese crab?
Give me an order of hairy crabs there.
With the side of peacock, please.
A pilsner, please. Yeah. Seriously. That's the solution? They're delicious?
Straight from China.
Yeah.
A.K.A. the Columbia River.
Eat our hairy crab.
A new study says parents that are glued to their phones are sabotaging their child's development.
No kidding.
Because they're glued to their phones.
No kidding.
They're not helping their children develop.
Why don't you send that through a social message so they can see it on their phone?
Yeah, no kidding. Put that study on Facebook so that they can read it as they're scrolling, right, neglecting their children.
Well, and also, like, look, I mean, kids just imitate what they see.
Of course.
Yes.
So if you're on your phone the whole time, it's hard to tell the kid to get off the tablet.
Absolutely, man. Apparently, near-death experiences drastically change how people view their careers.
You think so?
Yeah. What do you? It puts their life into perspective? What?
It's not like... I mean, what's the old saying, right? Nobody on their deathbed goes, I should have worked more.
Right.
Right.
You almost die, yeah. Things are going to change a little bit.
Right. All of a sudden, you start realizing what things are actually like around here. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, good thing we did a study.
That's right. Hey, you know what? We got that out there. Washing machines are believed to be a breeding ground for superbug bacteria, and apparently your detergent is making it worse.
Cool. Really?
It's not cleaning it out enough, or it's just leaving behind a residue that's just, it's feeding off of it.
Sometimes the ring on those front loaders will get a little funky.
Oh, absolutely, dude. Absolutely. They got the seal on there, and there's just a nice little gap.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
There's a new study being conducted into the connection between CT scans and cancer cases.
Okay.
Apparently, CT scans are spiking them numbers. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
So careful when they shove you under there. I don't know, or read the study. I didn't work on it. Like, it could just be like, hey, yeah, it's finding cancers.
Right. Just spitballing.
Yeah,
it's killing you.
You never know.
Could be wrong.
56% of people would shave years off of their life to add it to their pets.
What? Oh,
no, you ain't getting that deal, dude.
I mean, I love my pet, but you go into it with a certain mindset.
Do you make a steak for your dog every night? No. No, you make it for you. Look, there's certain things, man. Come on.
Well, and like we've said before, we don't know how long we've got, so you're shaving years off of your life, yeah, but you might die next year, so give my next...
I think the dog's like, thanks a lot for one year.
Exactly.
Yeah, now your dog's just hanging in your house with you dead.
Well, I mean, like I said, most people go into getting pets where it's like, I plan to outlive this pet.
Correct.
That is my goal.
It's the crummy part of owning a pet.
Sure.
Yeah, look, I mean, what do you want your dog to outlive you?
Exactly. Like, I would...
You know what? That's kind of weird. That's kind of the dilemma my uncle's in right now.
Oh, really?
So he is 74.
All right.
Just bought a parrot.
He just put his dog. He just put his dog. Yeah, right. He just put his dog down, and he's like, man, he's like,
he wants to get another dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have another 15 years in?
Right.
You?
I mean, like, can I? I don't want to leave this guy.
I mean, I know I said that, but I think in cases like that, like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean,
somebody'll take that dog.
I agree with you. That's what I said.
Or, you know, there is senior dogs that need homes.
That's a fact.
There's, like, senior dog centers.
Absolutely.
Maybe he needs a senior dog like him.
That's right.
Somebody nice and easy. Just wants to hang with somebody.
I mean,
just
look,
some love.
I thought about it for a while. You just got to know when you get a senior dog, the bonus is probably house trained and this and that. Negative side, you don't go have this guy for about 3 or 4 years.
And medical bills, too. Yeah,
no kidding.
Well,
dude.
A lot of them, there's one in this area that I really looked at. They pay all the medical bills.
Really?
Oh, really?
They just need people to take in some of these old-ass dogs.
Is it called old-ass dogs?
They don't say it that way. Right. Hey, this dog.
Check out this old-ass dog right here.
You know what? You might like this one. He's old as dirt.
Cool. He's sweet, but he's an old-ass dog.
Yeah. He's potty trained. You just got to drag him out.
Sometimes he gets a squirt. Other than that, it's always outside.
A man in Oregon attempted to walk up with someone's 2-year-old in a stroller and got exactly what he had coming to him.
How did that work out?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. and the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Ms. Diuna Xing of the Nanning Zoo in China. Any guesses on what kind of animal Diuna Xing is?
Where's it, China?
In China.
Oh, it's a panda.
So close. She's a gorilla. And she's well-known figure to zoo goers there and social media users in China due to her playful behavior. And they say a delightful day at the zoo took a sudden and unexpected turn.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The massive primate, famed for his playful antics of tossing flowers and turf at visitors at Nanning Zoo, he shocked onlookers when instead of flowers, he picked up a large rock and began running around his enclosure with it and then throwing it and hitting the brother in the head and taking him down.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Now, it turns out that the injured tourist was treated and returned to his hotel, so apparently not bad of an accident there, but they say the origin of the rock remains a mystery and is currently under investigation. They have a video of it out there, and normally it'll throw flowers and people ooh and ah, and they have their cameras. The thing picks up a big-ass rock. Looks like it's going crazy, but they're still there just taking pictures, and it throws this thing into the crowd. Hits this dude straight on the head.
Take that, dude.
Yeah, exactly. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.